Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper's Healthy Niagara Initiative took a look at waterways across more than 900,000 acres in the five northern counties of western New York. Those waterways are all part of a watershed, a system that feeds into the Niagara River.
This is the first time the region has done a collective, collaborative effort to identify how our watershed is doing, how is it influencing our waters, and where is it that we need to take it for the future.
That's Riverkeeper's Assistant Director of Planning, Lori Stillwell. She says depending on where area residents go, they might see waterways with erosion, lack of vegetation, and pollution from municipal stormwater. The project found that some of the major influences on these conditions include land development patterns and impacts from agricultural runoff. Stillwell says with that knowledge, the plan can move forward.
We're at a turning point with the watershed where we're able to kind of figure out what's happening and where we want to improve our watershed health.
The initiative also identified the most and least healthy of the sub-watersheds. That's all of those creeks and rivers that feed the Niagara. Stillwell says next up in the process is drafting recommendations and then developing in-depth plans on conserving the best waterways and fixing the worst. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.